Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Monday, June 1st. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. On Mondays, we talk about what the head of Instagram shared on his Ask Me Anything. But before we get into that, there's actually some Instagram news. First, if you're not familiar, one of the best features of the Edits app is that it has a teleprompter inside, meaning that you can write a script, paste it into the Edits teleprompter, and then select what speed you want that script to appear at. You can read that script without looking like you're reading, and it comes out exactly like you want it to. You don't need to pay for a separate teleprompter app. Good news, now you don't even need to use Edits for that teleprompter feature anymore. The head of Instagram posted on his broadcast channel saying, quote, "We brought the teleprompter feature from Edits into the main Instagram camera. You can now add a script that scrolls while you record. Helpful if you want to stay on message without doing a ton of takes," end quote. This is a fantastic feature. If you are on the fence about using Edits because you like creating content within the Instagram app, that is totally fine. And now you have an even more compelling reason to continue to use the Instagram app to make your content. Now you have access to the teleprompter. All right, now that we've gotten the Instagram news out of the way, we're going to review the questions and answers that the head of Instagram discussed on his weekly Ask Me Anything. And one of them is newsworthy. The team is working on an Edits app for the desktop. I am so excited. We're also going to hear from the head of Instagram as he talks about Instants, debates whether or not to have separate Instagram accounts for your creator activities and a separate account for your personal activities. We'll talk about whether or not what time you post matters and more. Stick around. Let's be real. Nobody can actually keep up with AI anymore. There's a new tool every week, a new update every day, or even every hour for that matter. My friend Jen Lehner sorts through all of it and sends you the stuff that matters for your business. It's called the Front Row AI Report. It's weekly, it's free, and it has zero jargon. If you've been nodding along in meetings, pretending that you know what agentic means, go subscribe. FrontRowAIReport.com. Again, that's FrontRowAIReport.com. Welcome back. Let's start with the question that I am most excited to discuss. Edits desktop version, when? Thankfully, the team is working on it.
We're working on it. Don't have anything to announce just yet, but it's clear that there's a lot of demand for it. Edits has actually just been on a tear as of late. And we know for a lot of creators out there, they want to be able to have that as part of their workflow on their desktop. I do want to be clear, though, that Edits is designed for smaller creators. It is not designed to compete with Final Cut Pro and a lot of these tools for professionals or people with editing teams, though it might be useful to some of them. We really want Edits to be a tool for the tens of millions of creative people out there who are trying to figure out how to make fun and interesting and expressive video for platforms like Instagram. It's not for the average mom or dad, and it's not for the professional editing team, it's for that creator between those two.
This is really great to hear. I think overall, the biggest thing is that CapCut has a high price where Edits does not. I personally do editing on the desktop in Adobe Premiere Pro. I do short, quick edits within the Edits app, so I'm excited to see this Edits app come to the desktop. But I'm also excited to see tutorials shift. And what I mean by that is I see a lot of tutorials centered around CapCut that people post demonstration videos on both Instagram and TikTok. And because of the high price of CapCut, as those tutorials shift more to edits, I think it opens up more possibilities for people who maybe don't want to necessarily invest in editing software to be able to do these more advanced things that they see that they can now do in the Edits app. Really looking forward to seeing this as it continues. All right, let's do a couple of Instants questions because it's still so new. The question, what is Instants? I'm not sure I'm using it right.
Instants is a new way to just share photos and videos with your friends. It's really lo-fi. So you just tap and it gets sent. If you did it by mistake, you can undo it. You can see them as a little pile on the bottom right of your DM tab. If you don't like it, no worries. Just swipe it away or go to settings and turn them off. But we're seeing them actually be a really popular way, particularly for young people, just to share more authentic daily moments with their friends.
All right, let's move on to the next instant-related question, which is that you can add captions to Instants. The question, How do I write the caption on Instant?
If you want to add a caption to an Instant, you just tap on the bottom of the actual little square and you'll get the option to write whatever caption you like.
All right, let's move on from Instant to the main Reach-related question in this week's episode. The question, does posting time matter? The answer to that is yes, but here's Adam's answer.
Posting time matters, but not a lot. If you do really want to optimize it, what I would do is I would go to your insights and I would check out when your followers are most often online, what time of day, and I'd try to, you'll usually see like a spike or kind of like a little wave. You want to post ideally right before that wave, but really it's only going to help on the margins. I'm realizing now the word I was looking for was peak. You'll see a peak of the what time of day you have the most followers online, and you want to post before that peak.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some feature suggestions for Instagram, including the ability to reorder story highlights, and we'll debate whether or not it's better to have two Instagram accounts or one. Stick around. Welcome back. Continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, and the next one, can I curate my Explore page? Actually, you can. This is a recent addition. Here's the head of Instagram to explain.
So the best way is if you go to Explore, in the top right, you'll see a little icon with these little heart sliders. And if you tap that, you can see your algorithm and you can make changes. You specifically see what topics you think you're interested in, and you can add, remove, and edit them as you see fit, and that'll affect both your Explore experience as well as your Reels tab experience. It is not yet affecting your main feed experience, but we're also working on that. You can also long press anything in Explore and hit not interested. If you do that, you can then actually go into multi-select mode, so you can select a whole bunch of images you don't like and see if you're not interested in all of those. But I would primarily encourage you to check out your algorithm, which is that icon in the top right corner of both the Reels tab and Explore.
All right, let's move on to the next question. Should I have a separate Instagram account for my personal and creator stuff? For a long time, I said that only one Instagram account was the way, but lately I have been rethinking that because they are separate audiences and maybe the people who already have chosen to follow you for personal reasons are not very interested in your creator stuff. So in that case, I think it does make sense to have two separate accounts. However, as an alternative, if you only wanted to just have one account, you could use Close Friends for both stories and Reels, so that this way only the people who you want to see certain pieces of content would see it. Here's Adam's answer to that question.
It's just a matter of personal preference. A lot of creators like to just have one account and they can use something like Close Friends if they just want to post to people who they know in real life. Other people like to have a separate account so they can keep everything separate. I actually just have one account. I like it easier, it's simpler for me, but it's just a matter of personal preference.
All right, let's move into the feature suggestions of the episode. First, can you make it easier to reorder highlights? In my opinion, you should just delete story highlights altogether. Here's Adam's answer.
That is a good idea. I'll take it to the team.
And the last question we're going to talk about today, why can't we copy text from a post on iPhone?
Another good idea to take to the team.
By the way, it's funny that this question says, why can't we do it on an iPhone? You can't do it on Android either. I just tested. All right, that is it for the questions and answers from the head of Instagram. Thank you for listening, as always, and come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic, and you're glad you posted a scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling, also let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media. I'm gone.